It's 47 past the hour. I'm talking with Rusty Leonard, this show about biblically responsible investing and about their great ministry called MinistryWatch.com, which is a free service. Anybody can use it, but they are a 501c3, so it certainly benefit from support if that's something that you care about deeply. And we're going to talk more about money. Mary Hunt, award-winning, best-selling author and columnist, and she was on with us, talked with Joe Bender here a while back when her book came out, Seven Money Rules for Life, How to Take Control of Your Financial Future. We'll be talking a little bit about being good stewards of the resources we have. Mary's top three rules are this: spend less than you earn. Of course, that should be obvious. Two is save for the future. And three is give some away. And that's where we pick up the conversation Joe Bender had with Mary Hunt.
Mary, I love rule number three because you encourage us for many reasons to give some of our money away. And yet that flies in the face of saving money. So how do you justify that? And how can you encourage people to take advantage of that rule?
You know, without doing this rule, none of the others are going to work. In fact, it's kind of true of all the rules. They fit together like a puzzle. They work together. Listen, we live in a country where we have so much abundance, but we have another thing. It's a big enemy, and it's called greed. I don't know about you, but your kids, my kids, little ones, we pick it up. We learn it. It's almost like it's in the air. We feel greedy. We want everything we see. We want it in all the colors. We want it right now. We don't want to have to wait. It is a terrible thing, and the antidote for greed is gratefulness. The way we express gratefulness in a tangible way is that we give away some of what we have. That just does so much for our attitudes, for those attitudes of entitlement, for the pity parties that many of us have. Oh, my house isn't big enough, or, oh, the neighbor's got a new car. Oh, I need a new car. You know, all of those things will melt away, and they should, because greed is not a good thing for our hearts. The way to do that is to give some away. You know, find the passion of your heart. Where does your heart lie? What is really ministering to you in your life? You need to support. You need to give some of your money. If you can't think of one thing in the whole world that is worth for you to give away some of what you have, look at the needs in your own neighborhood. You know, is there a homeless shelter? Is there a church that's got a pregnancy center for young moms where these babies are being rescued and all? What is it? Ask God to show you where even a small amount of your income given with hands wide open, no strings attached. Oh, my goodness. This is going to it's going to turbocharge your efforts in wanting to live below your means, to save for the future, to be able to put these money rules to work in your life. Saving money, rule number two, is the way that we slay that horrible thing in our lives called fear. Fear of running out of money. Fear of never having enough. Fear, fear, fear. When you're saving, putting money aside, that melts away. And giving takes care of the other enemy of greed. Giving back. You know, it's no wonder God tells us to do this. He wants us to do this. This is why He blesses us, so that He can learn to trust us to bless others. I really, truly believe that. And, you know, I can't prove it in your life. Only you can do that. But I'll promise you something, you will never regret the effects, the wonderful pouring out of God's grace and mercy. He says He will open the windows of heaven. He's done that on me, and it won't be in terms of money necessarily, but there are so many other things called joy, peace, patience, satisfaction, a willingness to thank Him in all things. I'm telling you something, that rule number three, boy, it's going to change your life. It's going to take some faith. It may take a big leap of faith. But come on, why are you here on earth anyway? You are here to have a purpose. You are here to praise God, to share Him with the world. And what a better way than if you are a peaceful, happy person yourself. I'm telling you, rule number three will do it.
Well said, Mary. Rule number three, give some away. As we move to rule number four, it takes a little bit more homework on our part. It says, anticipate your irregular expenses and then prepare accordingly. What do you mean by irregular expenses, and how can we prepare for those?
Well, I have an example. Let me tell you. I don't know how many of our listeners remember something called a Christmas Club. Christmas Club account. Our parents had them. Some of us may have had them. They're not very popular anymore now that credit cards are so prevalent in our country. But think about the Christmas Club. The way it worked was on January 1, or the first week of January, people who had paychecks would sign up for Christmas Club. And what that would do, you'd tell the bank, I want you to take out $10, $15, $20 out of my paycheck every week when I deposit it to the bank. I'm giving you permission, authority to do this. Take it out before I even see my check, and I want you to put it into my Christmas Club account. What would happen is the money would just would disappear, but with your authority. And you know what would happen after a couple of weeks? You'd forget. You'd totally forget because, you know, you don't see it. You don't miss it. And then come Thanksgiving, usually the week after Thanksgiving, the bank would send a check in the mail to you for the contents of your Christmas Club account. Wow. It was amazing. $600-$700, maybe even $800 for your Christmas shopping. And you'd go, what? You'd feel so good about yourself that you were smart enough to save a little tiny bit every week in anticipation of something you knew was coming, but was so far away you didn't think it would really get here that fast. Can you imagine if we took that same concept, which is exactly what I've done here, and do this for other irregular expenses? Now, I'm not talking about the rent, the food, the car payment every month. I'm talking about things like, well, Christmas, that's a good one. How about family vacation? How about refrigerator repair? If you think your refrigerator is never going to break down, you're fooling yourself. It's going to happen someday. How about car repairs? How about that life insurance bill that comes twice a year? You're never ready for it. How about the property insurance, property taxes? Some of us pay that only once a year. It's a huge bill. The way to find peace and to make sure you're never going to get caught unaware is to set up the same kind of effort that you do with a Christmas Club account. You do this yourself. I teach you how to do this in rule number 4 in chapter 7 on page 93. I teach you how to do this. It's very easy. And then you break it down. 1/12, if you're thinking of how much you should be saving monthly, or 1/52nd of that total bill. Like say you're going to spend $1,000 on Christmas. You break it down. How much would you have to set aside every week in cash in order to do that? And then you do it. You can set this up as a savings account at your credit union or bank. They don't need to know that you've got your own little accounting system going on at home. But you figure out, I need to put in $200 every month in order to fund all of these expenses that I know are coming down the pike, so I will be ready when they get here. That is a secret to living debt-free, is to anticipate all of these irregular expenses and to prepare accordingly.
Well, and it also gives you a bit of a budget if we use that Christmas example and kind of what I said I do, maybe it's irregularly, but purchase a couple of gifts in key months so that I don't have all of those gifts to purchase the week before Christmas. And it's a way to kind of spread out that money. And then, but if you were to save it every month and then you had this large portion of money, you could just say, hey, this is what we're going to spend on Christmas, and we're not going to spend any more, and then you would have a very nice January.
You would, absolutely, and I wanted to congratulate you on your early Christmas shopping. It's fantastic. You were able to do that with cash and not put it on credit cards that are going to cause you a big headache come the 1st of January. It's very smart. I mean, that is rule 4 in action. I don't, you know, I think my way is always best, but I'm realistic here. I know people have their own way to put rule number 4 activated in their lives. Fantastic. That is wonderful. If you want to prepay your life insurance policy, that would be good too. Pay it now, then you won't have to worry. Think about it, and then you can start anticipating the next year. But whatever it is, the problem is that most of us are so tight financially that we're barely getting through the week till the next paycheck. It's more than we can bear to think about expenses that are going to happen in 6 or 8 months from now. And that's so wrong. I want to help you get to the point where you have the freedom to anticipate in that way.
Some good words from Mary Hunt. That's from her book, 7 Money Rules for Life, How to Take Control of Your Financial Future. Jo Bender talked with her about that book. We got through a few of them. Spend less than you earn, save for the future, give some away, anticipate your regular expenses, a couple others as well. Tell your money where to go, manage your credit, and borrow only what you know you can repay. So,
great advice from her.
Pretty solid, yeah.
You find the full interview, too, at our website. Search for Mary Hunt. It's there.
Yeah, debtproofliving.com is her website. And earlier, our conversation with Rusty Leonard about, you know, being a wise investor. And it is possible to use biblical principles for responsible investing, and you can find out more about that. Rusty Leonard's with stewardshippartners.com or ministrywatch.com. Check that out as well. If you missed part of that show, you can hear it again. We post the interviews on our show page, the Connecting Faith show page, at myfaithradio.com. It's myfaithradio.com. Go to Connecting Faith. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about rescuing the gospel. It's Reformation Day, and we're going to celebrate with Erwin Lutzer. It'll be a great time. Hope that you can join us for that tomorrow here on Connecting Faith.